Now for step two. Cut the material. This is an easy operation that involves cutting only through the material and not the roller. Be sure to tighten and straighten the material. Open the protective shield and put the shade through the opening in the machine. Rest the other end on the measuring unit, which has been set at the correct width on the scale. When the shade is through the opening in the machine with the hem under the clamp, tighten the clamp on the side to hold the shade securely. To start the machine, disengage the safety and pull the protective shield down. This starts the shade spinning in the machine. Now, bring the cutting blade up until it contacts the spinning shade. Exert enough pressure on the blade to cut through the material. When the cutting blade reaches the roller, release it. It will drop back. After cutting through the material, slip the cut part from the end of the roller. Now for step three. Cut the roller. Leave the shade locked in the same position in the machine and start the shade spinning again by pulling down the protective shield. Then pull down the roller cutter handle until the cutting blade reaches the roller. Exert a little pressure on the handle and the blade will cut quickly through the roller. Continue to pull the cutting handle down lightly until the round shoulder contacts the roller and removes burrs off the edge. This will make it easier to replace the cap on the roller. Replace the cap on the roller when the machine stops. Remove the shade from the machine and you're ready for step four. Reset the pin. Remember, the pin was left in the socket when removed earlier, so that now it's in the correct position for resetting. Place the shade in the spring socket of the measuring unit, to your left, and put the cut end in the pin socket. Turn the pin grip handle back to the left. Then, loosen the wing nut. It's simply a reverse action of removing the pin in step one. Step five is cut the slat. Put it through the slat cutter opening, place the other end on the bottom gauge of the measuring unit. Press the cutter handle down through the slat. Slip the slat back into the shade, and the cutting job is finished. Now, check the spring on the roller to make sure it is not unwound. If necessary, make an adjustment. Pull the plastic wrapper over the end of the shade before giving it to your customer. So, to cut correctly, just remember those five simple steps. 1. Remove the pin. 2. Cut the material. 3. Cut the roller. 4. Reset the pin. And 5. Cut the slat. It's easy, and once the sales girl has used the machine, she's able to cut shades without even thinking about the steps, almost automatically. Now, there are three other important things to remember when selling shades. The first is to show the customer shade accessories.
These hem grips will add beauty to your new shades and also keep them from becoming finger marked and soiled. Or we have an attractive selection of shade pulls if you prefer them.
In addition, try to sell a customer new shade brackets whenever she's replacing old shades. Old brackets may wear and cause the shade to roll crooked. For new inside installations, suggest Adjusto brackets. They save time and trouble if the customer has mismeasured slightly.
Thanks for coming in, Mrs. Fry, and I hope you enjoy your new shades. Oh, keep the label for instructions on adjusting roller tension and for future reordering the exact shade.
The second thing to remember is to tell customers that quality remains long after price is forgotten. Wherever they may move, they can get Illinois shades at leading retail stores that have a reputation for handling quality merchandise. The third thing to remember concerns customers who bring in shades with roller springs too weak or too tight. Rollers are rarely faulty, but they do sometimes need to be adjusted. This can be done easily and quickly. Hold the shade vertically and turn the spring, then release it. This will completely unwind the spring. To rewind the spring, hold the shade horizontally and turn the spring clockwise about 9 complete turns. This gives it proper tension and will solve the problem. Yes, the ABCs of shade selling really pay off. As Grace, the satisfied customer, says,
I got them today, Alice. Illinois shades. We'll probably put them up tonight. Oh, I'm sure they'll fit, too, because I measured the way the girl at the store told me. She also reminded me to save the label with instructions for tightening or loosening springs if I ever have that problem.
Snort. Way, no can do way. No. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things that you do. Ha 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 ha, watch out, I ain't lying.
I
just can't stand it. Woo blah 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 blah. Snort. No running about. Snort. I just can't stand it. I can't stand your moving me down. I put a spell on you.
We'll declare that this world is
alright. Because you're mine.
Optimism in the
movement. Stop the things that you do. Watch out. I ain't lying.
I'd help you at that store, Grace. They certainly seem to know their business about window shades.
Yes, we've seen they certainly do know their business. Now, so that we can know our business.
Real name, Hollis.
One day she discovered Hollis going to become a mother. That's before mother was a dirty word.
Light up all of his graves. One at a time, say. You, Pocahontas? You, Pocahontas? Somebody, Pocahontas.
I love you, yeah. I don't care if you don't want me. I'm yours right now.
Optimism in the
beginning. I put a spell on you. Because.
The optimist will declare that this world is half alive.
Just as well. Let's have some more shade talk.
You're mine. Halfway. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Who did you just start? Oh, blah.
Found that Pizarro was attempting to move his cocaine into the United States by disguising the shipments as tiles for the space shuttle. This enhancement of the sniper's face, the clearest possible image that can be derived from the tape. There is no available file on Bell. Secret Service agents as they respond to the attack.
Man, that's a pattern out of the 500.
Sniper is wounded, but escapes.
Maybe...
Three.
Was level with the ground. That's when they came. They liked the sight. They were different people. Kind of people that the first people in Ireland. So that the moats would be only about 1,000 years old.
4.
Dora told me. She also...
Now, so that we can know our business just as well, let's have some more shade talk.
Our big romantic dream was just a chaste, enchanted kiss.
As we look around today, we think, just how much did we miss? Oh, we wish we were teenagers now, when boys and girls are not bad or good, but traumatically disturbed and misunderstood. What a lot we missed when we were young. Church going was never a treat.
What a change today. It's so lovely to pray with a reverent rock and roll beat.
Our hymns were square.
They have fun being lacrimose as the hit parade shows. If it's miserable, it's bound to be a wow.
Oh, we wish that we were young. We'd beat old ladies to a jelly. And then would we be punished? Why not upon your Nelly? Our defense would be quite perfect. We saw it on the telly. Oh, we wish we were teenagers now.
She was only 13, only 13, but she had an advanced technique.
Serotonin and some ephedrine to pick me up. You want to hit the end up?
Sure. Wait.
Here's the news.
I think I feel something.
It's really smooth, isn't it? Donna's brother here is a pharmacist, so he got it for us.
Chip. His name's Chip, my brother.
Your hips back and forth?
Wave?
Good.
That's
a little harder.
Oh,
good.
Hey, man. Shit. I got it. Holy shit. Fuck yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Faster? Oh, harder?
I can't believe you're selling allergy medicine.
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
has.
We have a great country. That's my thoughts.
Wait a minute, I'm not finished. And we're, you know, having a good time. We're doing a good job.
Wait.
They said you're kidding, aren't you? Nope. Donald Trump.
You spoke loud and you spoke clear.
This country is the world.
Great. Not me. Came in late. Now, if you weren't fake news, you'd cover it properly.
Great.
I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. I want no quid pro quo. Nothing. Want 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 nothing. I want no quid pro quo. But here's my response. He finally gets me. I don't know him very well. Seems like a nice guy, though. We're doing things that nobody ever thought was possible, and we've just started. It's just the beginning, believe me. We will make it even. It won't take long. It's not going to take long. You see what's going on. It's coming back. It's coming back strong. It'll be greater than ever before. Thank you to all involved. But we must do much more. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Take a look where, excuse me. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.
Great job. Great job. Really good. Really good. Thank you.
But it's not good. Not good. Listen to this one, President. Because of me. It's perfect. The call was, I said, why are you asking that stupid question? I said, I'm tough on the border, but I'm not that tough. Oh, listen to me. Listen to this one, President. I'm glad they're interested. Here's where I fooled them. It's perfect. The call was perfect. Because he called up, please let the money go. I said, Rob, I hate being the country that's always giving
Station
money.
Station 121 reporting.
Which is sort of interesting. Millions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars taken out very rapidly.
Color the sound of radio. Warm and wonderful.
We're in the show bath now. Yeah.
You've been to? You've been to? Doing too much show?
The show host is always correct. This show is bringing tears to my eyes.
Come home and see a whole bunch of people in your living room that you don't know. And they go, oh, we stayed up and listened to your show. It's weird. And I always give my stock response, yeah, I don't recommend that most people listen to it. And they always say, well then, why do you do it?
Hello?
Niles, we will give her a show.
Tell her I'm sick. Tell her I'm dead.
But I feel like the show is really primal.
Hello?
And so, of course, it's going to be big.
And they're not afraid to show their emotions. They're not bounded by anything. They're not bounded by conventions or conventional morals, and they give full expression to what they're feeling.
Right.
523 Bacon Rind Avenue, three-story frame house.
It's like the details of the show, all the people who come in and do these things, it makes such a difference.
She must have written them a lot of nice things about me.
The chemistry between the two of you is really the center of the show.
Well, try the show then.
Just put a little show on there and
this
rub it in.
This country is where I'm at.
That's better, isn't it?
It does. That helps.
Oh, that the because very early on in the show, I think all the cast members knew who their characters were, what they were doing, what was funny.
Yeah, it's going great. Yeah, we're doing the show.
And I'm in the coffee room.
Doing show. Come on.
I've run a profile on every reported temporal anomaly and tracked any physical or temporal pattern.
It's a hangover.
Cracks in time trace back here to the rift. This city, this hub, is the center. What you're seeing around the world are ripples and aftershocks. The rift is splintering because of you. You opened the rift without knowing what you were doing. You've caused the temporal cracks to widen. Time is seeping through.
That's an interesting.
Oh, that's a big blip.
My name is Dr. Ventress.
Okay, what's the plan?
You're gonna send me back to July 15th, 1969.
No, that's a stupid plan because I sent Boris to July 16th.
I'm not worried about that one. I'm gonna go back and kill the younger Boris before the older one even shows up.
That way neither of them will even exist. That's why you get to wear the black suit.
Thank you. But I realized that last night was a long, long time ago.
Be very careful. Label says it may cause irreparable damage.
It is what it is.
Be very careful. Label says it may cause irreparable.
That is.
Aunt Maida.
Dieter, weißt du nicht, wohin mit deinem Hintern?
Fräulein Richter, seit dem 65. Geburtstag des Mondführers lautet der vorschriftsmäßige Reisgruß Heil Kotzfleisch.
Be very careful. Label says may cause irreparable damage in the space-time continuum.
Du bist ein ganz vorbildlicher Pimpf. Heute werden wir mit der unvaterländischsten aller Sprachen beginnen. Mit einer Sprache, die wir aber leider können müssen, wenn wir zu denen zurückkehren, die unsere Hilfe benötigen. In English, now. Where are we from?
Siegfried.
The Earth. Yes, more specific. Gertrude.
Germany.
When did we leave? Winhill.
1945.
And where did we go?
The dark side of the moon!
Objective located. There's something else you have to see.
Sir, I think this is what command's looking for. I'm in their source code. These people are being taken up north to San Francisco.
What?
How can anyone be so pathetic?
You and Fred can walk around at night.
Stop that phone call for today.
You see what's going on?
Hello? Station 121 reporting.
But I'd stick a little closer to home. Really, Mrs. Eberhardt, this isn't the best place for you to wander around.
Everybody dies. It's just life around here.
It's the first time I'm worried about
you. Love you.
The worst fake crying we've ever seen.
I see.
She's just using the technique.
Thank you.
What?
Good night.
Good night.
Can we start?
1, 2, 3, 4!
It's time to start.
Holy sh-
A little too quiet.